that you have gone now? Does it have to be there? Still hanging, hanging on the wall. Does it have to be there? Still hanging, hanging on the wall. Where people said I'm a fool to say goodbye to you, but believe me, your picture's still hanging on my wall. Yeah. Does it have to be there? Still hanging, hanging on the wall. Have to be there, still hanging, hanging on.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the Onset. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 27th, the SUNY Oneonta Chamber Orchestra has a performance at the Fine Arts Center in room M201 at 7:30 p.m. Also on Monday, the Activities Council is hosting a karaoke night happening in the Hunt Union Waterfront Room at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, April 28th, men's baseball plays SUNY Poly, happening at 4 p.m. at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And as usual, Trivia Tuesday will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, April 29th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting their XOXO Red Dragons event, where you could drop by and take a moment to write a letter home to your family, friends, or supporters. This event will be happening from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Hunt Union Lobby. On Thursday, April 30th, the annual Juried Student Show will have its reception in the Martin Muller Gallery in Fine Arts. Check out over 90 pieces of work by over 70 students highlighting different themes and mediums from over the academic year. The reception will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., but the gallery will be open until May 2nd. Also on Thursday, the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a Paint and Sip with Pride event happening from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room in Hunt Union. Spots are limited, so RSVP to the event to guarantee your spot. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in today. You're officially tuned in to Lucas's Lit Tunes. I'm your DJ, DJ Lucas, and thank you so much for being here. I hope you guys have been having a pretty good week. We've had some pretty nice weather so far, which is really exciting. But yeah, so today I had to cut my show a little short. I am starting right now. It's 3 o'clock, and I will be going till about 4. I have an exam on Friday, and I need to study for it, which includes going to my professor's office hours. So if you're wondering where I was for the first hour, that's where I was. I was doing some math stuff. Now it's time for music. In case you weren't aware, we have a musical coming up on campus this week. It is called A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. It's a very old-fashioned musical, but it is, from what I've heard, it's really great. I haven't seen it yet. It will be opening tomorrow at 7:30, and will be running until Saturday at 2:00. This one is going to be great. It's on the big stage in the Goodrich Theater, and then Terps will be following it the following weekend. It is O-Fest weekend, so please stay safe and everything. But if you have time, go ahead and check out some live theater. It's going to be really great. Today's theme, since it is musical week, is show tunes. I love show tunes. You know that I love them so much. And I've got some great ones for you. If you were a fan of, we have an alumni, his name is Neil Fryman. He is one of our spectacular alumni, elite alumni, if you will. And he had a show called Lullaby on Broadway. I took a lot of inspiration from that, but I also kind of added in my own favorites into this one. I want to start off with one from A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine. And if you like this, maybe you'll want to go see it. It's a great show, and definitely go see it. Tickets are free for students. This is Just Go to the Movies from A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine. Keep it locked. The next hour will be musical theater.
Follow me down the aisle of the Grauman's Chinese Theater, a colossal architectural sensation. From the plush of your seat in the Grauman's Chinese Theater, life can be as plush as your imagination. So if pure entertainment's your style, some repairs, watch Busby's beauties descending the stairs. Hundreds of girls doing high kicks. Just go to the movies, just go to the flicks.
Whenever you're down in the dumps, try putting on Judy's. this little red breeze. A staff of a Grauman's Chinese invited up. Go to a movie, a Marx Brothers movie. Just go to a movie and
let his flesh not be torn, let his blood leave no stain. Though they beat him, let him feel no pain. Let his bones never break, and however they try to destroy him, let him never die, let him never die. What is this chanting? I don't even know what I'm reading. I don't even know what trick I ought to try. Fear, where are you? Already dead or bleeding? One more disaster I connect to my generous supply. No good deed goes unpunished. No act of charity goes unresented. No good deed goes unpunished. That's my creed. My road of good intentions led where such roads always lead. No good deed goes unpunished. Dr. Dillon, Fiero. When question haunts and hurts, too much to mention, was I really seeking good or just seeking attention? Is that all good deeds are looked at with an ice cold eye? If that's all good deeds are, maybe that's the reason why. No good deed goes unpunished. All hopeful edges should be circumvented. No good deed goes unpunished. Serve it well, well, look at what well. So be it. So be it then. Let all wrongs be agreed. I'm wicked through and through, and since I can't succeed, fear of saving you, I promise no good deed will I attempt to do again, ever again. No good deed will I do.
Perfect, but she of time. She is all of us, mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be.
Longer than you could possibly. possibly know. So it can be us, it can be us. Well, only us. And what came before won't count anymore. Or better, we can try that. It's not so impossible. Nobody else but the two of us here. Cause you're saying it's possible.
It'll be us, it'll be us, and only us. And what came before won't count anymore.
We can try that, you and me. That's all that we need it to be. And the rest of the world falls away. And the rest of the world falls away. The world falls away, and it's only us.
What a cute one. That was Only Us from Dear Evan Hansen. If you're a fan of Dear Evan Hansen like I am, that is like probably, I don't know, I feel like that's my favorite one in the whole show, which I know is controversial because like we have like such bangers, but honestly that one is so good. I also played She Used to Be Mine from The Waitress. Shout out to Bella Lawrence, who sang that in the Dreamworld Cabaret. No Good Deed, because why not? And we started with Just Go to the Movies. A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine opens Wednesday. Tickets are free for students, so go see it if you can. Next up, I've got a song from this really underground musical. It's called The Hello Girls. This one was a show that my high school put on this year, actually, and it was really good. It really blew me away. So shout out to all of y'all. It was such a good show. For those of you who don't know the show, it never made it to Broadway. So it's an off-Broadway, it's an off-Broadway show, musical. And it's about the women switchboard operators of the World War. And of World War, I want to say World War I, World War II, guys, I don't really know. But it's from one of the World Wars. And it's essentially just showing how like the women kind of carried that whole part of the war. And then on top of that, how they were not receiving recognition for as veterans. They were not veteran status at the conclusion of the war. And they fought for it, and eventually they did earn, or not earn, but, like, I mean, obviously they earned it, but, like, eventually they were recognized as veterans. And the whole show kind of centers around, what went down with all of that. And it was a really great show. So if you don't know anything about The Hello Girls, definitely look into it. It was an amazing show. This one is the opening number from it, and it's called Answer the Call. And it kind of just gives you some perspective of kind of where we are, what the show's about, and that's why I picked it. So this is Answer the Call from The Hello Girls.
Imagine a time when the world was divided, with two sides entrenched, dug in deep. Stuck in a stalemate, their fate undecided, and some on the sidelines asleep. Imagine if one day you woke up to find that the world as you knew it might fall. And if you were there, would you answer the call?
A world where freedom is under assault. A world drifting toward tyranny.
A world where nationalism is on the rise.
We're talking about the year 1918.
Of course.
Imagine our stage as the scene of a battle. The meadows of France,
with the howitzers roar and the Browning guns ram, as 10,000 soldiers advance.
And if you believe that our words have the power to conquer and master it all,
when the trumpet is sounding the charge, will you answer the call? locked in a deadly struggle from which there seemed to be no exit.
Until a new nation entered the scene.
General Pershing called for his troops. Imagine America's war machine waking and making its global debut.
Communication is key. Forces must be coordinated with our allies on the front across hundreds of miles.
Imagine our general, the calls that he's making. It's taking too long to get through.
It's not the equipment, sir. Most of our boys have never run a switchboard.
He thinks this is war and it's no place for women. But he's desperate, his back's to the wall.
We've got the best technology. Let's get the best operators.
But the best operators are women.
And that's who we need to win this war.
It was 100 years ago. It was a world at war. It was a time when nerves were taut and hearts were drumming. And there were some who were afraid, others who yearned for more. But for all of them, a change was coming.
Imagine a world on the edge of a knife, full of perils but providence too. Imagine a time when an old way of life might give way before something brand new. Imagine our heroine longing to matter, to do something no matter how small.
Will you follow along as we answer the call?
Will we triumph or fall?
Troubles and troubles and trials will mount in the thick of the fight on the front lines of history. Dare to imagine your name.
The Battle of Yorktown, 1781.
Monsieur Hamilton.
Monsieur Lafayette.
In command where you belong.
Are you saying no sweat? We're finally on the field. We've had quite a run.
Immigrants.
We get the job done. So what happens if we win?
I go back to France. I bring freedom to my people if I'm given the chance.
We'll be with you when you do.
Go, lead your man.
I'll see you on the other side.
Here we meet again.
I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
Till the world turns upside down.
Till the world turns upside down.
I imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. This is where it gets me. On my feet, the enemy ahead of me. If this is the end of me, at least I have a friend with me. Weapon in my hand, a command of my men with me. Then I remember my allies is expecting me. Not only that, my allies is expecting. We gotta go, gotta get the job done. Gotta start a new nation, gotta meet my son. Get the bullets out your gun, the bullets out your gun. We move undercover and we move as one. Through the night we have one shot to live another day. We cannot let a stray gunshot give us away. We will fight up close, seize the moment and stay in it. It's either that or meet the business end of a bayonet. The code word is Rochambeau, take me.
Rochambeau,
you have your orders now, go and go. So the American experiment begins with my friends all scattered to the winds. Lawrence is in South Carolina, redefining bravery. We'll never be free until we end slavery. When they finally drive the British away, Lafayette is there waiting in Chesapeake Bay. How do we know that this plan would work? We had a spy on the inside. That's right,
Hercules Mulligan.
Tell a spy on the British government. I take the measurements, information, and then I smuggle it to my brother's revolutionary covenant. I'm running with the Sons of Liberty, and I am loving it. See, that's what happens when you up against the ruffians. We in it now, somebody's gotta shovel it. Hercules Mulligan, I need no introduction. When you knock me down, I get the back up again.
After a week of fighting, a young man in a red coat stands on a parapet.
We lower our guns as he frantically waves their white handkerchief.
And just like that, it's over. We tend to our wounded. We count our dead.
Black and white soldiers wonder alike if this really means freedom.
Not yet.
We negotiate the terms of surrender. I see George Washington smile. We escort their men out of Yorktown. They stagger home single file. Tens of thousands of people flood the streets. There are screams and church bells ringing. And as our fallen foes retreat, I hear the drinking song they're singing.
The world turned upside down. The world turned upside down.
When your money makes you money, what's the well-to-do to do but buy another pony with the interest they accrue? While right across the bay, they're making fortunes on the go. Over there, the rich are rich, and the money is nouveau. Reaching for the scepter of the kings, and somewhere high above us, you've got Gatsby pulling strings. Faster and faster, I'm slowing them down. Lucky boy, you got the hottest ticket in town. A whole new ruling party, and your neighbor wears the crown. New money, young, rich, and wild, trembled, reviled. You can't stop that
new money.
Fill in your pocket, spend it while you got it. Heaven knows. Watch it as it goes.
New money.
Watch it as it goes.
coming through. No money when it's scanty, no money up the ante. Ooh, ooh, butter me, honey, tonight I'm on a roll.
Wolfshine!
Hey, kitten, wanna blow on my dice?
Are you kidding? I wanna throw up.
New money,
lucky sevens,
a new manna from the heavens. Ooh, ooh, butter me, honey, tonight I'm on a roll. Who's the school teacher?
This is Nick Carraway.
I see you looking at my cuff buttons. Finest specimens of human molars.
Who was that?
That's Meyer Wolfsheim. He fixed the World Series. You can meet anyone at these parties.
So where do we find Gatsby? Can you point him out to me?
I never even met him.
Well, I heard Gatsby owns the patent for the Model T.
I heard he's a spy.
I heard he won this place in a horse race.
I heard he killed a man.
He's selling bathtub gin.
He's Prussian royalty.
Stock market?
He's flooded. Red carpet?
Black market?
Cold blooded.
Do you want to dance?
Do you believe that about Mr. Gatsby?
What?
Wouldn't he be in jail? What kind of
peace?
What kind of a person throws large parties he doesn't attend?
A person who likes large parties. I like large parties. They're so intimate. At small parties, there isn't any privacy.
Yep. Yep. That was New Money from The Great Gatsby. If you were lucky enough to go on The Great Gatsby Broadway trip, I'm so jealous of you. I had to work for Open House. But if you were able to go, super jelly. And that is probably my favorite song from the show. So, yeah. Okay. I have some time left, so we're going to keep going. Next up, I have one from one of my favorite shows, The Heathers. This one is, probably one of my favorites from the show, and I really want to sing it in the next Dreamworld Cabaret. This one is called Freeze Your Brain.
I've been through 10 high schools, they start to get blurry. No point planning routes, 'cause you're gone in a hurry. My dad keeps 2 suitcases packed in the den, so it's only a matter of when. I don't learn the names, don't bother with faces. All I can trust is this concrete oasis. Seems every time I'm about to despair, there's a 7-Eleven right there. Each store is the same, from Las Vegas to Boston. Linoleum miles that I love to get lost in. I pray at my altar of slush. Yeah, I live for that sweet frozen rush.
squeeze your brain, suck on that straw, get lost in the pain. Happiness comes when everything numbs. Who needs cocaine? Freeze your brain. Freeze your brain. Care for a hit?
Does your mommy know you eat all that crap?
Not anymore. When mom was alive, we lived halfway normal. Now it's just me and my dad, we're less formal. I learned to cook pasta, I learned to pay rent. Learn the world doesn't owe you a cent. You're planning your future, Veronica Sawyer. You'll go to some college, then marry a lawyer. But the sky's gonna hurt when it falls. So you better start building some walls. Freeze your brain. Swim in the ice, get lost in the pain. Shut your eyes tight till you vanish from sight. Let nothing remain. Just freeze your brain. Freeze your brain. Go on and freeze your brain.
Try it.
What was that? Was that me? Was that him? Did a prince really kiss me? And kiss me? And kiss me? And did I kiss him back? Was it wrong? Am I mad? Is that all? Does he miss me? Was he suddenly getting bored with me? Wake up! Stop dreaming! Stop prancing about the world! It's not beseeming. What is it about the woods? Back to life, back to sense, back to child, back to husband. No one lives in the woods. There are vows, there are ties, there are needs, there are standards, there are shouldn'ts and shoulds. Why not both instead? There's the answer if you're clever. Have a child for warmth and a baker for bread and a prince for whatever. Never! It's these woods. Face the facts, find the boy, join the group, stop the giant, just get out of the woods. Was that him? Yes, it was. Was that me? No, it wasn't. Just a trick of the woods. Just a moment. One peculiar passing moment. Must it all be either less or more? Either plain or grand? Is it always or? Is it never and? That's what woods are for. For those moments in the woods. Oh, if life were made of moments, even now and then a bad one. But if life were only moments, first a witch, then a child, then a prince, then a moment who could live in the woods. And to get what you wish only just for a moment, these are dangerous woods. Let the moment go. Don't forget it for a moment, though. Just remembering you've had an and when you're back to or. Makes the or mean more than it did before. Now I understand, and it's time to leave the woods.
ought to know better than to be here. What would everybody think? Whoa, mama, better back up slowly, make a quick getaway, hurry on home. Whoa, mama, let the meet your bill. When your papa get a shotgun, have to run in off. They'll hide in the shadows, fall out of trees, wait by your window, whisper, bless you when you sneeze. Someone will look at you just like this. Someone will ask you for a kiss. You're a smart girl, make a fool of somebody. Smart guy, and I know that it won't be me.
We'll see.
Whoa, mama, take a second look before you set your sights on me. I'm a restless small town boy with a heart as wild as a big city.
Are you better than us, do you think? But I can't.
From Come From Away, that was Me in the Sky. Thank you guys so much for tuning into my show. I really hope you enjoyed. Make sure you go and see A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine, opening Wednesday, and also playing Thursday and Friday at 7:30, and then also Sunday at 2. Tickets are free for students, so go and see it. It's really great. It's in the big theater. You're going to love it. Have a safe O-Fest. Enjoy Zara Larsson. Have a safe O-Fest and enjoy Zara Larsson and everything. And yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you. So thanks so much for tuning in. Alyssa will be on in like 4 minutes with new music for you. So stay tuned. Keep it locked. As always, I'm DJ Lucas. I'll see you guys next week.
Tried sipping on the champagne, but it's always gonna be Jack. There's things I can't change, like how I was raised. The Bible in my blood and the Bama in my veins. Ain't a pink bouquet in the flower store. I'm okay if I'm a little more dandelion. Born to live free, riding on the breeze on a summer night. Tucked back in the weeds, guess that's just me. In a bed of red roses, I'm the one growing up on the wilder side. So if you're tired of thorns, I'm a little more dandelion. No stranger to a dirt road or a country muddy riverbank. If you're picking me, I wasn't made for a fancy crystal vase, a mason jar, and old blue jeans. From my roots to my boots, I'll always be a dandelion. Born to live free, riding on the breeze on a summer night. Tucked back in the weeds, guess that's just me. In a bed of red roses, I'm the one growing up on the wilder side. If you're tired of thorns, I'm a little more dandelion. Oh, dandelion. Been a little overlooked all my life, but if you know where to look, it sounds like you might lie.
Oh, yes, it is a beautiful night. Do you think we're alone in the universe? Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us. Probably.
Agreed.
What? No! Oh, that's all? You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.